I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The story goes, a fox was trying to steal chickens from a farmer, but every time the fox got close to the coop, the chickens heard him coming, started squawking, and the farmer came out to chase him away. One day, the fox was depressed, and he was resting under a tree, when a woodland fairy came and suggested he take the open blooms from a nearby flower and place one on each foot and try again. He did that night and was really quiet, stealing a chicken for dinner. The plant he used was the foxglove. You may not believe the story, but you can't deny foxgloves are beautiful flowers. Foxgloves are biennial or short-lived perennials, depending on the variety. Most are 2 to 4 feet tall and come in a wide range of colors. Camelot Mix is one of the hardiest and tallest. Yellow foxglove and strawberry foxglove are short-lived perennials with colorful blooms on 2-foot-tall plants. Foxgloves grow well as a backdrop plant in a flower garden and look best when planted in groups and allowed to self-sow. In fact, biennial plants must drop seed each summer to form small plants in fall that will overwinter and flower next year. Deadhead spent flower stalks after blooming, but allow some of the secondary flower stalks to set seed in late summer. In my experience, you don't have to leave many stalks to drop enough seed to have plenty of seedlings. Thin seedlings to a foot apart in spring and mulch well. Foxgloves can grow in full sun or part shade. Plant them with borage, alliums, and poppies for great color combinations and to attract bees. One word of caution, though, foxgloves contain digitalis and are poisonous, so keep them away from curious kids and pets. And now for this week's tip. Despite the recent spate of cold, icy weather, it's time to start tomato seeds indoors for transplanting into the garden in 6 weeks. Start seeds under grow lights using a heating pad to accelerate germination. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new tomato varieties. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.